Witches and wizards are agents of the enemy, following in his plan to steal from men, destroy men, and to kill them, as mentioned in John 10:10. However, Christ came to dismantle the works of the enemy, thereby affecting the plans of his agents, as stated in 1 John 3:8. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Join me as I pray to counteract the schemes of the enemy through witchcraft and wizardry over your life. In the powerful name of Jesus and by his precious blood shed on the cross, I stand thanking God Almighty for the grace that you have given me, that you say, I will decree a thing and it shall be established. And so, Lord, I stand in the name of Jesus and I reject and rebuke all attacks of witchcraft that may be directed towards you that is under the sound of my voice. According to Revelation 12:11, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, for they loved not their lives even unto death. I bind every wicked work and dismantle every altar raised against you by the authority given through Jesus Christ. Proverbs 18:10 reminds us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is saved. Upon calling on the Holy Spirit, I invoke his purifying fire to burn every form of witchcraft and influence over your life into ashes, as referenced in Acts 2:3, and divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. In the powerful name of Jesus, I ignite the Holy Spirit fire to consume every blood sacrifice made against you. According to Psalm 97:3, fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. I bind, block, and break every familiar spirit attempting to come against you, clothing them in chains and fetters steeped in the blood of Jesus. The authority to muzzle them with the blood of Jesus is affirmed by Revelation 12:10, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. By the authority vested in me through Jesus, I cast these familiar spirits into the lake of fire, commanding them to leave you alone, in alignment with Matthew 18:18. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I humbly beseech the Lord to shower you with his peace, love, and healing, as prayed for in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. May his divine presence, protection, wisdom, knowledge, favor, and guidance be with you through the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Taking authority through the name of Jesus, I rebuke every schemes of witches and wizards working against your destiny. Any witchcraft power attempting to hinder your progress, I decree a downfall and demise in the name of Jesus. In line with Psalm 35:8, let destruction come upon him when he does not know it. Every witch and wizard assigned to attack your life, I decree a backfire in the name of Jesus. Relying on Proverbs 26:27, whosoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling. I frustrate every witchcraft agent fighting against your life, trusting in the words of Psalm 33:10, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. Against any neighborhood witches or wizard militating against your advancement, I declare their defeat, as promised in Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? For anything stolen from you by witches or wizards, I declare recovery in the name of Jesus. Holding firm to Joel 2:25, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Against every agent of witchcraft or wizardry assigned against your life, I decree their fiery demise in the name of Jesus. I proclaim the withering of the plan of every witch and wizard aiming to attack your elevation and life in the name of Jesus. And I destroy the hand of every witch or wizard working against you. As written in 1 John 4:4, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is with you is greater than he who is in the world. Every bad program of witches and wizards for your health, I decree their scattering and destruction. Against every altar of witches and wizards aborting your plans and expectation, I declare the dismantling of such in the name of Jesus. I declare the incineration and demise in the name of Jesus of any witchcraft transportation deployed to attack your destiny, aligning with the promise of Psalm 7 verses 15 to 16. He makes a pit, digging it out and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. To all witches and wizards in charge of monitoring your case, I declare that they shall know no peace until they release you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 35 verse 4 says, let them be put to shame and dishonor, homesick after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Every good thing that has withered in your life because of the attack of witches and wizards, I decree resurrection now in the name of Jesus, trusting in the promise of Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 4. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. Any door you have opened to witchcraft in any area of your life, I command it closed forever by the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Every witchcraft arrow aimed at your life, I command that it goes back to its sender in the name of Jesus. As Psalm 91 verse 5 says, you will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. I declare that you are separated from evil men determined to tempt and harm you in the name of Jesus. I declare that the oppression of witchcraft over your life is expired from today. And I align with Psalm 109 verses 30 and 31. With my mouth I will give great thanks to the Lord. I will praise him in the midst of the throng, for he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save him from those who condemn his soul to death. I pray that the Lord arises on your behalf and scatters every bewitchment by any witch or wizard in the name of Jesus. Psalm 68 verse 1 proclaimed, God shall arise, his enemy shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. Any of your virtues swallowed up by any witch or wizard, I command that it be vomited out right now. I decree that the gathering of witches and wizards against your life this year are disrupted in the name of Jesus. Every satanic load placed upon your life is offloaded. Any witch or wizard trying to steal your joy is destroyed. Any witch or wizard bringing trouble, sickness, and misfortune to you and your life is destroyed, and that trouble ceases in the name of Jesus. I declare that any witch or wizard trying to block your breakthroughs are rendered useless in the name of Jesus. And every dark power in your environment attacking you and your people around is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I declare all the works of witchcraft plotted against you are unveiled and dispersed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering us. Thank you for the victory that we have in Christ. Thank you because we have this faith that you have done it. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we have prayed. Amen. The adversary constantly seeks ways to harm individuals, often resorting to attacks through demonic influences. This demonic operation can lead a person to exhibit abnormal behavior, as seen with the two demon-possessed men in Matthew 8:28 who lived violently in a cemetery. Jesus had to cast out the demons. Demons should not have any place in the life of a person, especially a believer whose life belongs to Christ. In this prayer, I will cast out any demons attempting to take possession of your life as you agree with me in prayer in the name of Jesus. And so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because when two shall agree on a thing, the word of God says it shall be done. And you say, we will say to this mountain, be thou cast out and be thrown into the sea, and say, without a doubt, we shall receive what we say. And so I thank you, Father, for your guide and presence that watches over your children. According to Psalm 145 verse 17, the Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. I worship your name for your loving kindness and favor upon the life of your children, as I declare that every demon standing against their success in life be annihilated in the name of Jesus. I declare that every garment of sorrow placed upon you by evil demons be incinerated in the name of Jesus, trusting in Isaiah 61 verse 3 to grant to those who mourn in Zion to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. According to Matthew 11:28, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I pray that every demon weighing you down in your journey of life be teared down in the name of Jesus. And I pray you enjoy rest on all sides in the name of Jesus. Every limiting demon in your life and destiny, I declare that they are obliterated in the name of Jesus. This is aligning with Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm therefore and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the plans of wicked demons to frustrate your life and destiny with evil altars be scattered. I pray that the Lord fights your battles to ensure your total victory. Trusting in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you and you will have only to be silent. According to Psalm 30 verse 11, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. I decree and declare that there will never be a voice of mourning in your abode, but rather a voice of celebration in the name of Jesus. I declare that all stubborn demons attacking your life and destiny be destroyed in Jesus' name, as I also declare total victory over every demon harassing you. Standing on Psalm 18 verse 39, for you equip me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. I declare an end to all your secret battles against demons in your life. The word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in this I declare that the hand of victory be evident in your life and destiny. May you have every reason to be joyful. I declare that every demon sent to destroy you is struck in the name of Jesus. Psalm 144 verse 6 says, flash forth the lightning and scatter them, send out your arrows and rout them. Every evil and invisible tongue pronouncing setbacks and stagnancy in your life are silenced in the name of Jesus. I declare today that every stubborn and unrepentant enemy of your life and family is already consumed. As I declare that every arrow targeted at you by the evil and invisible demon backfire into their lives in the name of Jesus, I proclaim cleansing of every bad deposit of any wicked demon into your life and destiny. I command that every demon working against you stops working and is rendered powerless in Jesus' name. I declare that no evil plot and agenda of the demon against your every area of your life, be it your career, academics, business, family, marriage, and ministry, shall prevail. For weapon fashioned against you shall not prevail. I obliterate every arrow of sickness and death targeted at you and your household in the name of Jesus, as I trust in Psalm 91 verse 10. No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. I declare that every demonic power manifesting in every aspect of your life, be it in your career, academics, business, family, marriage, ministry, be subdued. I declare that a wall of fire and a protection is built around you and your household, making you untouchable for every demonic force. Aligning with Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5, and I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. I send confusion into the camp of all demons aiming your life, and let them be consumed in the name of Jesus. I align with Exodus 23 verse 27. I will send my terror before you, and I will throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. I declare that you would not be a victim of attack of any bloodthirsty demon. In accordance to Psalm 39 verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from all. I declare that you and your family are shielded and finding covering under the protective shadow of the wings of the Almighty. According to the word of God in Psalm 91 verse 4, he will cover you with his pinions and under his wings you would find refuge. His faithfulness is shield and buckler. I pray that the Lord inspects your foundation, shaken off every wicked demon attached to it in Jesus' name. I pray that in his great power, the Lord will annihilate all the battles of your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. Trusting in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 15, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours but God's. Deuteronomy 9:3 says, know therefore today that he who goes over before you as a consuming fire is the Lord your God. I pray that the Lord goes before you and that his consuming fire obliterate all the stubborn demons trying to change your life and destiny. I pray that the mighty hand of the Lord clears your way from every demonic influence over your life in the name of Jesus. And I pray the Lord protects and preserve you from the fierce attacks of the wicked demons. Psalm 121 verse 7 says, the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. I confess along with you that any areas of vulnerability where the enemy may have gained a foothold, in the clarity of light from the Lord, I pray that those aspects of your life that may have unwittingly become dwelling places for demonic influences be revealed to you in the name of Jesus, as I cast down any altars erected by demons within the confines of your thoughts, emotions, and actions in the name of Jesus. I declare that the blood of Jesus Christ over every inch of your being, cleansing and purifying you from any demonic residue, is there for you, working in you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and renounce any claim of any demon that has made an assertion over your life. In the name of Jesus, I command every unclean spirit, every demonic entity that seeks to entangle and enslave you today, depart from your life now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, because the Holy Spirit takes over totally. He's in charge of your life and he is glorified as he has answered our prayers with yea and amen in Jesus's mighty name. Amen. Misfortune is real and it happens everywhere, and I'm sure you have experienced it one way or the other. But there are those that misfortune has made a stronghold of their lives. And so God's intention for a believer is that misfortune would have no foothold in your home. The Bible says, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your trust in God. And let me tell you, Psalm 42 verse 11 says, why so disturbed? Because there is a God in heaven that always is willing to hear our prayers. Is there any misfortune that you're going through or has been a pattern in your family or your children's life? Come and let's pray over it, as we know that there is a name that is above every other name, Jesus, that can put a stop to it. So join me as we pray against misfortune. Never again would you see it after this prayer in Jesus' name. Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I know it's not because of me, but because of him that has died, resurrected, and is seated with you, that has given me power to say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it is removed. And so, Lord, I stand in agreement with everyone under the sound of my voice, knowing that you are the source of true comfort and solace. And so, Lord, I pray concerning everyone that is going through weariness that is weighing them heavy, and miseries that are seeking to destroy them. I declare the truth of Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 and 30 over their lives, as I send the invitation that is in the word of God. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I would give you rest. And so, Lord, I declare as they respond and draw near to you, May the burdens that weigh on their heart be lifted, and as your gentle embrace of your love grants them rest in the name of Jesus, I declare that the yoke of sorrow be exchanged for the yoke of God's gentle and humble spirit. I pray against the overwhelming feelings that seek to engulf them, the one that has caused them sleepless night. May the peace that surpasses understanding flow over you, soothing every troubled thought and calming every storm within. In the midst of life's challenges, I pray you anchor your soul in the hope found in God, because you are the God who sees the brokenhearted and save those crushed in spirit, Lord. As I declare Psalm 34 verses 17 and 18 over them, I pray that, Lord God, as they draw near to you, offering comfort, you will give to them and strength in the name of Jesus. I pray that they receive your presence and feel as tangible as it is to everyone that knows you. Just as a shepherd cares for the well-being of its sheep, I declare that, God Almighty, you make them experience your tender care. I pray over you that the Lord leads you beside still and quiet waters, restoring your soul even in the darkest valley. Every despair looming, I declare a fearlessness in your spirit as you trust God for the deliverance that is coming your way in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are casting every anxiety and every burden upon God, as his peace that transcends all understanding is guarding your heart and your mind. The Lord is granting you the courage to release heavy weight and find solace in his unfailing love. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the grip of misery, declaring freedom and joy over your life. May the burdens of yesterday be replaced with the hope of tomorrow, and may you find strength anew in the promises of God's word. In the name of Jesus. In the presence of our compassionate and loving Father, I lift up a prayer over your life. I declare, as you draw strength and solace from the timeless words of Psalm 42 verse 11 and the comforting invitation of Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Oh, precious soul, if you find yourself in the depths of despair, I stand with you in the moment of prayer, seeking the tender embrace of our Savior. Let these words be a balm to your weary spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I quote the word of God in Psalm 42 verse 11, where it says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." And this is my prayer over you, that you will find hope in the midst of this despair. I pray that the light of God's promises may pierce through the darkness surrounding you right now in the name of Jesus. As you come before God, burdened and tired, may you experience the rest that only God can provide. In the midst of life's struggle, may you lay down the heavy yoke of mystery at the feet of Jesus, and may you embrace his gentle and humble spirit, finding comfort in the arms of the one who understands your every burden. I pray that his peace envelops you, bringing a respite to your troubled soul in the name of Jesus. I pray for God's supernatural touch upon your life. May he heal the wounds of sorrow, lift the weight of despair, and infuse your heart with the peace that surpasses human understanding, replacing every tear with the joy that comes from trusting in God's steadfast love. I pray for you as you navigate the journey ahead. May you be reminded of God's promise in Psalm 23 verse 4, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And I declare that the assurance of God's presence brings courage upon your life, dispelling the shadows of mystery. And in this moment of prayer, I declare victory over the grip of despair in your life. May you emerge from the depth strengthened by the grace of our Lord, and may the melody of his praise replace the symphony of the enemy's sorrow that is overwhelming you. I declare that every misfortune that has cost you pain over the years, that the Spirit of God that has spoken through his word in Joel 22 verse 25, that you receive every lost years, every lost moment, every lost hours into your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord himself will replace for you every lost days. I declare that your misfortune are repaid back 100-fold for you in the mighty name of Jesus. For your shame, you receive double. For every pain the Lord God gives you, our renewal of strength in the name of Jesus. May the comfort that God gives unto you become the anchor for you to help every other person that would go through the same period in the name of Jesus. I pray that no longer would you experience any misfortune, that the lie of the devil in your life that you have received over the truth of God in your life today, that every lie of the devil remains a lie and God's truth in your life is exalted above every lie in the name of Jesus. I pray that every misfortune that wants to take and perpetuate itself even into your family's life, from now onward, you have brought it to an end. It stops with you. It will not go to the next generation of your life and your family in the name of Jesus. I declare that every misfortune in your business, the Lord restores to you. Every misfortune that has happened to you in your health, the Lord has restored you a great health like never before in the name of Jesus. As God gave the general, gave him a body of a baby, so it is with you, that every misfortune that has come as a result of sicknesses and diseases, when people see you henceforth, they would wonder what newness has come upon you in the name of Jesus. I declare that no longer would you be afraid of the enemy's plans as he comes, because you know the word of God. You will arise with the word of God and you will declare and you will have your freedom in the name of Jesus. I declare you free from every misfortune now and forevermore as you remain under the shadow of the Most High. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please subscribe to our channel and God bless you as you do so. Amen.